you switch on television, it's just ridiculous and it's destructive. It kills us. And talk shows will kill us. They kill our language. So we have to declare holy war against what we see every single day on television, commercials, and I think there should be real war against commercials, real war against talk shows, real war against Bonanza and Rawhide or all these things.
Listen to music while I cook, too, I'm cleaning dishes. You know, it depends on what you listen to it for, you know.
Way home in the hilltop trees, and all our footprints in the snow, when the evening glows.
It's kind of a dark record, but it's presented in a very sweet, a lot of major chord, major key tune. So it's almost like bad news given with a spoonful of sugar. I find it boring to explain your feelings to someone. People just don't care. You know, you could say, no, man, I'm really sad, or I'm really happy. Let me tell you, I'm so in love. And they're like, yeah, okay, great. Whereas if you describe a scene, you have kind of carte blanche. You know, it's like an essay versus a photograph. I always find it a lot more interesting to me in a poem or a song when someone describes something rather than explains it, you know, because then if you just have a description, you can make your own, you know, assumptions about what it means.
I wake beside you on the floor, counting your breathing. I can't see.
worst is, having got himself conceived inside a rather small mother, then to grow too big before being born. He can compound this error in the crucial birth moments by neglecting to keep his front feet up under his nose so he can dive out slowly and gracefully into the world. If his feet trail behind, his shoulders come up behind his mother's pelvis and are trapped, and he will end up with his head born, but his body unborn and stuck. His mother can't help. And if the good shepherd isn't nearby, it's the end. If he is nearby, then he catches the mother, and with a gentle hand feels in past the lamb's neck to find maybe a crooked leg or a halfway hoof. So with this he can help the lamb out. If he can't find anything down there, then the technique is to push the head back inside and feel around in there for the front legs, work them into position, and so lead the lamb out with the mother's help, naturally. But if the good shepherd's a little bit late, the lamb's head, trapped at the neck, will be too swollen to be pushed back in. The shepherd can still try to find a hoof, but if he's not very quick, he's much too late, and the lamb is dead. This happens now and again. And then the lamb has to be got out of its mother.
Stack of mail and a wedding invitation. From a new young relative I never even knew. Got me thinking about my grandpa for some reason. Half a dozen times in a nursing home. The last time I saw him, he was in a box. And they were lowering him into the ground. St. Mary's Church stood so high. Was the first and the last time I saw my dad cry. The ground had a thin coat of snow. And we wandered off in the cold. It's 3:47 a.m. June 13th. It's my sister's birthday. Give her a call and see how she's doing. She had a rough divorce, I hope she's improved. I want to reach out and give her my love. Put a smile on her face like when we were young. Listening to records from the library. Hermit of Minko and Dreamboat Inn. Lives with her daughters all alone. Across the street from a cornfield in Ohio. Once 417. And I love them so. I want to live a long time and see them outside my window tonight. Sausalito's twinkling. It's not good or bad, it's just how God made me. To lay awake at night, ceiling gaze.
feels like I'm leaving my body. I feel like I'm leaving my body. I feel like I'm leaving my body.
Sure you do. Here. All right, here we go. My body.
So we can...
We need to eat and we need to sleep and we need music.
I just want to say, and I don't mean this in a patronizing way, but it's not uncommon for couples your age to be at this crossroads. That doesn't mean that what you're going through isn't complicated and painful. And like Paul said, it does sometimes end with someone leaving. But no one has left here yet. And though it may not seem so right now at this moment, I don't think anybody's quite ready to leave. Okay, well, give me a call and let me know about next Friday.
Bodies are right.
Thank you.
idea for Sesame Street. I came up with it before PBS. White man's dope, that's right. I was gonna call it NWP, niggas with puppets. Catchy, ain't it? All right, enough of this small talk. Let's shoot.
Just want to live your life the best way you know how, but they keep on telling you that you are not allowed. They say you are sick, that you should hang your head in shame. They are pointing fingers and want you to take the blame. Particularly rough.
recognize me when I lose another friend? Will you learn to leave me or give me one more try again? Oh heaven, I'll work with good intentions. The day always lasts too long. Then I'm gone, oh heaven, I'll work with good intentions. The day it always lasts too long.
Had you to myself, I didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always make What's the underlying issue with the gun laws, you think?
The underlying issue with gun laws, I think, is that at some point, why did FEMA just buy a million hollow point bullets?
I don't know.
Exactly. What happened to the prisoners who were on the expressway in New Orleans that never got found again once the flood happened?
I don't know.
Okay. They got killed. Mm. Why would FEMA buy a million bullets?
Sound like they want to go to war.
With who?
Great question.
Why did we now repeal the law that made it illegal for United States soldiers to enter your house, take and kill you? Why did that get repealed? Why is the Patriot Act in effect? Because at some point in the near or far future, this country is going to become a country in which you don't have the rights you have now. And the only thing that has ever stood in opposition to that in America is the fact that the citizenry is armed. If you do not have an armed citizenry, you have a controlled population. I will not be controlled by anyone. I will have no masters. I will die defending that right because I am an American. And if you truly embrace being an American and you truly love what this republic is about, you understand one thing. Violence is not the first option, but as long as government knows that it is an option, that is the final and best checks and balances system you can have.
Gentlemen have been through a lot, and when you find the time, I'd rather not spend the rest of this winter tied to this fucking couch!
Mendacious, not telling the truth, lying, intentionally untrue, mendacious, 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 mendacious.
in the silence.